This is the Glass Ceiling. Glass Ceiling. On Hard Facts. Hard Facts.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. You're listening to The Glass Ceiling now on Hard Facts. Yes, if you want to talk about anything we talked about today on The Big Three, wait until 6:30. From 6:30 to 7, you and I will talk about everything we talked about on the show today. We'll do like a recap, if you like, from 6:30, all right? We'll have people from CM Trading on the show with us from 6:15 till 6:30, and then from 6:30 until 7, you and I will talk about everything we touched on the show today, including our glass ceiling topic. Are work-at-home spouses co-owners of family wealth? Work-at-home spouses, are they co-owners of family wealth? It's a conversation that we've had a few times. We had it a few times towards the end of last year. But we're having it again today because of a very interesting case in Kenya. A married couple were getting a divorce in Kenya. The wife was a work-at-home spouse while the husband worked outside the home. They owned a house and they were now selling it as part of the separation. The wife suggested that they sell the house and divide the money equally. The husband said, impossible. He said that since he was the one who earned all the money outside the house, all the money that was used to buy and maintain the house, he should get all the money for the sale. Since they couldn't agree, the house became one of the things that the judge had to rule on in the divorce case. And the judge sided with the woman. Let me read you part of the judgment. Quote, this other part of mothering, housekeeping, and taking care of the family is more often than not given any value when it comes to sharing matrimonial property. It is easy for the spouse to work away from the home and send money to lay claim to the whole property purchased and developed with the money by the spouse staying at home and taking care of the children and the family. That spouse will be heard to say that the other one was not employed, so they contributed nothing. That can no longer be a tenable argument, as it is a fact that stay-at-home parents, and in particular women, because of our cultural connotations, do much more work due to the nature of the job of housewives. The judge then went on to say that if the wife had not been in the home all those years, taking care of the house all those years, taking care of the home all those years, the man would have had to hire different people and paid them to do all the different jobs that she was doing for no pay. So cleaning up, cooking, laundry, childcare, he would have had to hire someone to do those jobs. Do you remember when we talked about this last year? I made this exact same point. So you see, I should be a judge. The judge even added one expense that I left out. Pregnancy. The judge said that if the man was unmarried but wanted a child, the man would have had to pay a surrogate to carry the baby for him. So this is one more cost that his wife has saved him. And so for all these reasons, the judge said that the husband and wife are entitled to an equal share of the proceeds of the house, of the sale of the house. Now, Lagos, before we go any further, tell me your thoughts. Do you think that the judge made the right call? What do you think of the judge's judgment? What do you think about the reasoning behind the judge's decision? If you're a work-at-home spouse, what Nigerians call housewife, but when you say housewife, you diminish the work that goes into that. If you're a work-at-home spouse or a work-at-home husband or work-at-home wife, do you believe that you are entitled to half the wealth in your home? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993-993. If you are just listening to us for the first time, the reason we have a number for men and for women is, even though we have more women listening to Nigeria Info, we have more men who call into Nigeria Info. So that means that for every 10 calls we receive, 7 of them are men, 3 of them are women, even though we have more women listening. And that's why you don't hear as many female voices. Or before we started doing this, we didn't used to hear a lot of female voices. And then we said, okay, if we have one line for men and one line for women, if those 7 men are calling that one line and the 3 women are calling their own line, whenever you pick up the line for women, you're definitely going to hear a woman's voice. Whenever you pick up the line for men, you're definitely going to hear a man's voice. That way, you're hearing the opinions of men and women equally. And since we implemented this, it's been working like a charm. It's been magical. So that's why we do it. And that's why we don't like when men call the line for women or women call the line for men. Everybody, call your line. We've got Achike on the line. Achike, welcome.
Hello, my president.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
Yeah. Sandra, why I can sympathize with women? For example, in my house, when I stay with my parents,
No, let's start with this judgment first. Let's start with this judgment first. No, Achike, wait. Let's start with this judgment first. Do you think that this judgment was fair?
The judgment was fair. That's what I'm getting to. So, the point I'm making, since normally when my family travel, I don't stay back. That time I stayed in a 5-bedroom apartment. I know what it takes to keep that house clean.
Okay.
So I can sympathize. Even sometimes, what people don't understand, the person that stays at home actually does more work sometimes than you go outside, you sign documents, you stay in AC. Sometimes my housework will be finished. And in fact, it needs tension.
Okay. Oh no, call me back if you can. Okay, we'll appreciate that. We've got WhatsApp, so you can share your thoughts on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 0809597585, 0809597805. We've got Happiness on the line. Happiness, how are you?
Hi Sandra, good afternoon.
Kisses to you.
I hold that judge a kiss, a big kiss for that matter. Perfect judgment. Perfect.
All right, Happiness. Thanks for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. I'm hearing a debate in the car.
Yes, sir. Argument going on here.
All right. What does everybody think? What does everybody think?
Okay.
Wait, first, how many people are in the car? How many people are in the car?
What?
How many people are in the car?
There are like 4 ladies and 2 men here.
What do the men think? What do the men think?
The men think that the judgment is not fair.
Oh, okay.
Actually, but they are making points like the man is struggling and he's paying the fees. Mm. And we're telling them that if you're paying millions of naira for fees and you don't have a woman who is paying attention to what the children are actually doing in school, your millions could go to waste.
Mm.
So imagine what a housewife is going through. Imagine what a working class mother is going through.
But you know it's still compulsory for the man to pay that school fees.
Wait, let's hear one person at a time. Yo, let's hear one person at a time. Give the guy the phone. I hope you have enough credit. Give the guy the phone.
Sandra, he's saying that you need to pay the school fees. Now I'm telling him that if you don't want that child to be in a school, you can homeschool the child.
Right.
There are many people who homeschool their children.
Right.
And come up bad.
Right.
A lot of women do that.
Right. Right.
I have a case in America where the whole children, the mother homeschooled them.
Right.
And they came up very, very
Right.
So the truth is Nigeria. Sandra, you know, I think the major problem that we have in Africa or Nigeria is our culture.
Okay.
The society has somehow bound women to certain responsibilities and put them in a particular corner.
Right.
Which is really unfair.
Right. Okay.
I'm still stressing the fact that if the judge, saw it fair to give a stay-home mom, this kind of, what happens to a working class mother? You're at work and your mind is going places. Mm-hmm. You're making calls regularly. Where are my children? What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
I've left home by 5. Mm-hmm. Have the bus come? Mm-hmm. It's just very crazy. So kudos to that judge.
Kudos to the judge. It's all right, ladies. Thank you for calling. Gentlemen, try and call us so that we can hear your side. Bye. We've got Michael on the line. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Good to have you on the show. Turn your radio off for me and then let's talk.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. What do you think of this judgment?
It's not fair.
It's not fair. Tell me why.
The question of man having a child and saying that if the man want to have a child, the man is, pay surrogate. Shouldn't a woman also desire to have a child? Is the woman going to pay a man to have a child?
If she wants, she can pay for a sperm at a sperm bank.
No, that's, of course, what happened to the business of keeping the child? For the child to go cools and other things?
Shouldn't
pay for those services too?
Shouldn't who pay for the services?
Should woman pay for the services to of upkeep of the child aside for the sperm bank?
So, yes, of course, she should, she can. Michael, you asked me a question, so let me answer. So she can pay for the school fees. She should, in my opinion, pay for the school fees. But in a lot of Nigerian homes, the man doesn't want that. The man wants the woman to stay home and take care of the children. And so this judge is saying that if the man had to pay someone to do laundry, cleaning the house, cooking, etc., etc., he would be paying a lot of money. So this house that they're selling, this woman deserves half of the proceeds from the house.
I get you, Sandra. All right. So do you know that even this judgment, what's going to make a man do? It's actually justifying a woman. They make it look like it's justifying a woman.
I didn't hear that. The judge is doing what to a woman?
Objectifying
a woman.
Yeah, it makes it look like something you can acquire and pay for.
No. I disagree. The judge is not objectifying the woman. The judge is putting a price on the service the woman is offering for free.
That's not the angle you're taking it from, Sandra. To be honest with you.
Okay.
It's not a balanced view in that case.
Okay.
If you're saying that the man goes out 4 a.m., comes back, and the woman stays in the house, if you flip a coin, would every woman, you as a person, Sandra, would you want to play that role? Flip the coin?
Would I want to play what role now?
That role of, if you are a man, would you like to sit in the house and get paid for all of those?
I'm not a man, though. I'm a woman. The judge is not saying that the woman is just staying in the house, because most women are not just staying in the house. They're in the house and they're working. And they're working from that same 4 a.m. that you go out of the house until they sleep sometimes very late in the night. And the judge is simply saying that woman's labor in the home should be quantified.
Sandra, as well.
Okay. Michael says it well. Okay. Thank you for calling. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We've got messages on WhatsApp. The judgment is not fair. Being at home, is it a job? Yes, it is a job. Morning till evening, what's she going to be doing? Watching Telemundo, lazy women. Education is a problem here. So education is whose problem? Is it that the woman is educated enough to go to court, or that the judge was educated enough to make that judgment? And it's simply not true that women just stay home being lazy from morning till night. That's not true. If you stayed home and you had to take care of your children, you had to make sure, clean up after them, you cook for them, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's not like like all of us that are adults, that you can eat 2 times a day. Some children are eating 4 times a day. If they're teenagers, they're eating you out of the house, you know. And before some of them learn how to cook, you're the one who's doing that. That's for those who cannot afford domestic workers. I'm not talking about those who have child slaves in their house. I'm talking about a proper domestic worker. If you had a proper domestic worker, you'd be paying that person for that service. If you don't have a proper domestic worker, like most people abroad, it is the wife that is doing a lot of that work. And it is work. You would know from when you were a single man or a single woman. Taking care of yourself is a lot of work. Sweeping, cleaning, washing. With children, you're doing that work in multiple, you're doing that work multiple times. You're washing the clothes as often as possible. You're cooking for them as often as possible. You're cleaning up after them as often as possible. It is a lot of work. It's a lot of hard work. So it's simply not true that women are just lying around the house lazy. That's not true. On the average, it is simply not true. We've got Meg on the line. Hi, Meg.
Hi, Sandra.
Welcome back.
The Bible says the two shall come together and become one. So if they decide to go away, they should do it 50-50. Can you hear, men? Are you hearing them saying that it's not fair? They are the only ones who will say it's not fair.
Okay.
If I stay at home and do an online business that I make 1 million naira a month, and my husband, for instance, is earning 500,000, what are you talking about, Biko? What are they talking about? The judge, if I can just hug that judge, whoever the judge is. This is the fairest of all judgments I've heard in recent times. And I'm not a spring chicken.
Okay.
I've heard so many.
Okay.
So it is so fair. Hmm. The woman should have 50% of the cost of the house.
Okay.
After all, they were married for so many years.
Hmm.
Why would she not have 50%? Is she an underdog to the man? Is she an underdog? Some men tell us they are traveling for business at a hotel with side chick.
Meg, thanks for calling. We've got Philip on the line. Hi, Philip.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Philip, what do you think about this judgment?
Well, the judgment is okay.
Okay.
The housework supposed to be done by both husband and wife.
Okay.
So everything supposed to there should be unity among the couples.
Mm.
Not only one person is bothering the other one.
Mm.
Most houses, it is the woman that is the breadwinner.
Mm. In most houses. Okay.
Yes. The woman is the breadwinner.
I'll take your word for it.
We have seen many men, they are just sitting down doing nothing. And most of them that they are working, when they lose their job, it is the woman that is taking care of the house.
Uh-huh.
So it's a fair judgment.
Fair judgment, Philip says. Alex is on the line. Alex, how are you?
Yeah, hi, Sandra.
Hi. What do you think of this judgment, Alex?
Well, I think it's good, but I just want to give a note of warning to the guys.
Okay. Guys, okay.
Yes, the guys. If your wife ever told you that all she does all day is sit down and watch Shelly Mundo or what, I don't know. You should be afraid.
Ah.
You should not believe.
Ah.
No, it's true. Nobody wants to be that useless and unproductive.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't I think I'm hearing a lot of guys saying that they are lazy, they just sit down all day and watch Shelly Mundo. In fact, you should watch your back. How can somebody tell you that say and watch Telemundo all day and you just believe that that's all she does? The judgment seems fair to me, though.
All right. Thanks, Alex, for calling. Pastor Peter from Aja says, I love this judgment. It's fair. That is why our building is in my name and my beloved wife's name as well. Because of our culture. Pastor Peter says that they are Igbos. Pastor Peter, thank you for doing that. Well done. It's very commendable. We've got Walter on the line. Walter, how are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What do you think of this judgment, Walter?
Personally, I think it's a fair judgment.
Okay.
However, we don't need to just celebrate it because maybe the men might feel they are the victim in this case.
Okay.
We have to balance it up.
Okay.
Before a law is made, the societal standard, acceptable standard of the society has to be taken into consideration.
Okay.
In this case, if you look at maybe in Kenya, if the man needed to pay house help for the last 10 years, and we don't even know if the man also participated in taking care of the house.
Okay.
So for me, what is best is that women should not see themselves like, once you get married to me, my duty is to take care of the house.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
And whatsoever he earns is ours.
Mm.
I think they should also encourage themselves to earn as much as the men and possibly pay house help to do the job if nobody is ready to do it.
Okay.
So at that point, it would be fair to all. Okay. But in a situation that maybe you do a job of a professional and earn so much, and the house help who could have earned maybe just 10% of whatsoever, even if your wife was to be sleeping all day, okay, eventually you have to share everything equally. You know, I think we live in a new world and we need to make laws that is acceptable to the current society.
All right.
You very much. It's a fair judgment based on my honor.
Walter, thank you very much for calling. If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Glass Ceiling on Hard Facts. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. And we're having a conversation that we have had multiple times on this segment, on this show, for a lot of last year. The reason we're having this conversation yet again is because of a very interesting case in Kenya. Our work-at-home spouses, co-owners of family wealth. A married couple were getting a divorce. The wife was a work-at-home spouse. The husband was working outside the home. They owned a house. They were selling the house as part of the separation. Wife suggested that they sell the house and divide the money equally. Husband said impossible. He said that he was the one who earned all the money outside that was used to buy the house, to maintain the house. So he should get all the money for the sale. They went to court. A judge looked at it and a judge said, nope, the work that she was doing in the home as a work-at-home spouse provided you with the opportunity to be able to go outside and work and earn a living. If you were employing someone to do all the work that she did at home, cooking, cleaning, laundry, childcare, you would be paying a lot of money. And today we're asking you, first off, do you think that that judgment is fair? We'll keep talking after the break. You can find me on social media, Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili, on social media, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. Don't go away. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 4:34. Can you tell that I'm having a great time with this conversation we're having? Because I really am. Thank you for staying here with us. This is The Glass Ceiling on Hard Facts. And today we're having a conversation that we have had so many times. If you're just tuning in, you've missed amazing calls. But not to worry. You can listen again on our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. You can listen to all our shows. You can listen to The Morning Crossfire, The Overnight Show with Ada. You can listen to What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Jimmy Disu is on from 9 o'clock. You can listen to The Sports Gang. You can listen to all the shows. You can even listen to our independent shows and you can listen to some of our events. Take, for instance, I Beg to Differ. So I Beg to Differ is our students debate tournament. It's for secondary school children. We had it for the first time in November 2021 and it was a huge success and you wanted it to come back, and so it's back from March 7th. We'll have children in the studio debating for a chance to win 1 million naira from Nigeria Info FM. This edition is brought to you by Paystack. We have support from Printivo. So if you want to print stuff, Printivo is a person to do that for you. And they're going to make sure that the kids who participate, 16 of them, we got 243 auditions from at least 150 schools all over Lagos. And out of that 243 auditions, we have chosen 16 students who will be, well, actually we've chosen 14 who are automatically in the tournament. Then we're going to have a live playoff next week. So from between the 28th and the 4th of March, 28th of February and 4th of March, we're going to have a live playoff that will help us decide who the final two will be to make up the top 16. It's been a tough process because we got so many great auditions that we're not going to do auditions for the one in May. We're going to do this again in May, but we have already chosen the people who will be in the May edition from the pool that auditioned for March, because, like, my God, these children were so good. Speaking of the children, Titioluwa Oye, if you know her, she's a student at the Government Senior College, Ikoyi. My team has been trying to reach her at the phone number that she gave us in her audition email, but that number has not been reachable. This is how your village people will just make you to lose money. You know? So please, Titi Oluwa Oye from the Government Senior College, Ikoyi, we've not gotten a reply from you via email. We've also not been able to reach you over the phone. If you do not get in touch with us by tomorrow, which is the deadline, we're going to choose someone from the alternate list to replace you in the lives. And that would break my heart because you are actually one of the automatic top 14 that got into the lives. That's why I'm trying so hard to make sure that we reach you. So if you know her, and there are 1 million Lagosians who listen to Hard Facts, right? If you know her, if you know her mom, her dad, her brother, her sister, you go to school with her, you know her principal, her teacher, please let Titi Oluwa Oye from Government Senior College, Ikoyi, let her know that she needs to get back to us before tomorrow. I'm sure those on the alternate list are praying that she doesn't get back to us in time so that we can put them into the competition automatically. But yeah, that's an aside. Let's come back to what we're talking about before that break. So we're talking about this married couple, right, who were getting a divorce. The wife was a work-at-home spouse. I don't call them housewives or house husbands. I call them work-at-home spouse because they're working in the house. The husband was a work-outside-the-house spouse. He worked outside the house. And they owned a house. And they were selling the house as part of the separation. Wife suggested that they sell the house, divide the money equally. Husband said, impossible. Now me, they come out, they go collect all the money outside. Now the money we bring inside, now I maintain this house. And now me supposed to get all the money we come out from this sale. So they couldn't agree. They got in front of a judge and the judge sided with the woman. The judgment reads, quote, this other part of mothering, housekeeping and taking care of the family is more often than not given any value when it comes to sharing matrimonial property. It is easy for the spouse to work away from home and sending money to lay claim to the whole property purchased and developed with that money by the spouse staying at the home and taking care of the children and the family. That house will be heard to say that the other one was not employed, so they contributed nothing. That can no longer be a tenable argument, as it is a fact that stay-at-home parents, and in particular women, because of our cultural connotations, do much more work due to the nature of the job. The judge went on to say that if the wife had not been in the home all those years, taking care of the house, the man would have had to hire different people and pay them to do all the different jobs that she was doing for no pay. She was doing that work free of charge. Cooking, cleaning, laundry, childcare. And she also, this judge also added one other thing. The judge talked about pregnancy. The judge said that if the man was unmarried and wanted a child, the man would have had to pay a surrogate to carry the baby for the man. So it's one more cost that the wife saved him. And so for all those reasons, the judge said that the husband and wife are entitled to an equal share of the proceeds of the house sale. And my question is very simple. What are your thoughts? Did the judge make the right call? What do you think about the reasoning behind her decision? If you are a work-at-home spouse, do you believe that you are entitled to half the wealth in your home? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. For women, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. That's for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. I'm going to come to WhatsApp in a bit, Facebook as well, Twitter too. But let's talk to Mr. Frank. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Auntie Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Good to have you on
the
show.
This is Mr. Frank, the Vice President of ASFA.
What do you think of this judgment, Mr. Frank?
I love the way everybody is happy because a man suffered to buy a house or build a house. And this woman wanted to divorce and the judge says that they should share the money equally because she's a woman. I don't have anything to say, but you see this thing. That judge, if it is a woman, I believe it's a woman, and she wanted to just support the fellow woman, Are you getting it?
Okay.
Now, assuming that this house is owned by that woman, and this man is claiming that the house will be set and shared into two, what could you have bring this matter in this glass ceiling? No. Because if it happens to men, it doesn't bring it in the radio. But if it happens to women, you will bring it in the radio. But one thing I know is that this thing will happen to women. And if you did not bring it, I will hear it elsewhere. And I will remember today. Because if that man is a man that said that he's a judge, that judge this matter this way, that means he's having an affair with that woman. I say that, yes, he's having an affair with that woman. Because I cannot know the reason why a man who judge that a woman will be sharing this whole... A wealth had
50% of the money from the house.
He's not even saying that
50-50.
The woman
50-50.
He said he did not even say that he should compensate the woman. He said they should share 50-50. That man has a affair, he's having an affair with that woman.
Mr. Frank, thanks for calling. Chidindu is on the line. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What do you think of this judgment, Chidindu?
Okay. What I think is that the judge is right. Because the Bible says that the two have become one.
Okay.
Since the two become one through Bible standard, it means that whatever two of them are doing after that marriage, they are one.
Okay.
So if there is anything like divorce, two of them should be shared everything equal.
Okay.
That's my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, Chidindu, for calling. Loretta is on the line. Hi.
Hello, good afternoon.
Loretta, what do you think about this judgment?
Well, I think the judge was fair because first and foremost...
Can you turn your radio off for me and then let's keep talking?
It's a union. So whatever it is, they come together, they build things together, and then because things didn't go out, Duma should just go empty-handed. It's not fair and it's not right. If you go to advanced countries, if it's the woman that is working more or any more, when they want to pass judgment, they still pass it 50-50. So it doesn't matter who is earning more in advanced country. As long as you're splitting, you're sharing the money. That's why you see that most of them try to hide their assets when it's time for divorce. So I don't see any reason why it's Nigeria time. You're now saying because she's a woman, she's not entitled to anything. She stays at home, she cooks, she'll clean. But motherhood is not funny. A child is falling sick this moment, especially when you have twins. I pity those who have twins. Especially when you have twins, this one is falling sick, this one is... It's a lot of work. So the man should be made to pay for all those things because if she was single on her own, she would have achieved something.
Okay, Loretta, thanks for calling. Vincent is on the line. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
What do you think of this judgment, Vincent?
Yeah, for me personally, the judgment is okay for me.
Okay.
Supposing... the woman is my own sister. Now, I will just sit down. My sister has been thrown out of the house without nothing. Okay, what if he has a little baby, maybe like two? So how will she cope when there's nothing on her hand? She's not working. She was staying in the house. She's not doing anything, taking care of the baby, taking care of the house. And at the end of the day, she will just go like that without nothing. To me, it's not fair. I like the judgment. The judgment is okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling, Vincent. We've got Mercy on the line. Hi, Mercy.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What do you think of this judgment, Mercy?
It's very, very fair.
Okay.
Very fair.
Okay.
Because the men are saying that the wife stay at home and be lazy watching Telemundo or whatever. This is the men that when their wife travel just for a week, they wear clothes and pack, shoe and pack. They know that their wife is coming back next week to come and do all the laundry work, toilet they cannot even wash, nothing, dishes they cannot wash. So what are they telling us? They think that women sit down at home and watch Telemundo or what? They should not say that kind of thing. The judgment is 110%.
Thank you very much.
First time calling your show.
Mercy, I'm glad you called us today. Thanks for calling us. So we've just gotten a message on WhatsApp from Titio Luo Oye's teacher. Thank you very much for sending this message to us. Titio Lua's teacher. So she has to reply the email we sent to her, because we sent them an email asking them to show us proof that they are enrolled in a school and proof of their age. We want to make sure the person is actually the age they are claiming they are, because this debate is open to 14 to 16 year olds. And they have to still be in secondary school. So when she does that, when she replies us and sends us proof of these things, we will then reply her with the next steps. The next steps will be what day she's coming to debate, what topic she's coming to debate, what she should wear to come for the debate, what the rules of the debate are, how she should practice, how she should get ready, all of that. It's a very detailed procedure. So please tell her to respond to our email. Joe Baba is on the line. Hello.
Sandra, good afternoon once again.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I feel the judge is sentimental.
Okay.
My point is, if you ask me to compensate, if you ask me, we should do 70-30, 60-40, no problem. Like in the Bible too, the man is the head of the house. So that head of the house, that should be one consideration for the man.
Okay.
So the man should have at least get more than what the lady, what the court ruled to favor the lady. And as well, I also agree that our ladies, the women, the wives, they did a lot. They always do a lot at home. I agree on that. But the judge's verdict is sentimental to me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We've got Samuel Adeshina in Victoria Island who says the judgment is very fair, very okay. Sandra, why should he want to leave the lady dry after spending years together? For me, no matter the situation, if we decide to part ways, I'll be willing to give her enough for her as we both agree to move on. Edwin from Lekki with that message there. Sandra, what if the woman is a working mom and bought a house without her husband's knowledge? And while in the process of divorce, it comes to open knowledge. Will the man get a 50-50 from the property? Yes, if he requests it, he might get it. Women have been manipulated from the Bible time, claiming victim, whereas they are the oppressors. Chris, listening from Accra with that message. All right, Chris. Hey, yeah. So, we've got a message from Yemi who says, Sandra, I'm a man. The judgment is perfect. We men have cheated our wives for so long. Give me the judge's number. I owe him a beautiful gift. Yemi from Ayobo with that message there. All right, Yemi. Yemi, the judge is in Kenya now. This is a Kenyan matter. I don't have the judge's number. Any man who is against the judgment is wicked. Sandra, a woman deserves to be paid for her role in the house because they do a lot of work in the house. That's a message from Saheed in Ikotun. All right, Saheed says, if you disagree, you are wicked. Staying at home is serious work and should be compensated, but not sharing equal. At least 60% or 70% of the man. A book's Stanley from Okota. We have another Stanley on the line. Hello, Stanley. Are you still there? Ah, hello. I'll advise you, once you get through the Nigeria Info phone lines, you stay on the line for your own good, because it used to be difficult to get through. Hassan Eniola from Ibejulekki says, the judgment is very fair and I totally accept it. Hi, Sandra. It's a very fair judgment that was issued. In Africa, we men tend to downplay the role of women, the role that women play in the home. If any married man is against this judgment, they should allow their wives to join in on the work of provision for the family. And the man should also have a fair share of house chores. That's Kelechi with that message there. Kelechi, thank you very much. Sandra, the judgment was quite in order and is applauded. It should be the beginning point to correct the wrongs that men are doing to women in the name of marriage. Many women have been deprived of maximizing their potentials because of marriage, as if it is a crime to marry. God bless men and women equally and gave them same command to prosper and be fruitful. Going forward, every activity of the woman in the house should be monetized, and men who deprive their women from working should be paying them. Sam Ehuwa with that message there. Hey, in Anukwa, Nigeria, men, we've got Moses on the line. Hello, Moses.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good.
Moses, what do you think of this judgment?
It's a perfect judgment.
Okay.
Every man who feels that the judgment is partial, you please stay back home on Monday and do a care of the wife. Take him to the school, stay there and go for there and take out the house for a day. Then they come back and say, the judgment is partial.
Okay. All right.
Secondly, I want to also advise women, please, if you are a woman, ensure that your marriage is registered successfully, not just traditional marriage. If your marriage is registered successfully marriage, you are qualified by the law. So everything that open husband, you both share in 50-50.
Okay.
If your marriage is traditional marriage, it's not a successful marriage, then you lose out.
Okay.
Please ensure that your marriage is registered either in the court, the judge, or in the government. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Moses. Moses with very, very quality advice there. Chinaye is on the line. Hi, Chinaye. Chinaye, sorry about that. Call back if you can. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Should I keep taking them or should I just try and squeeze in one final call? Let me squeeze in one final call, but you're only going to be able to speak for 1 minute. Hello. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
I'm anonymous.
That's fine. You've got 1 minute, ma'am.
Please, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
So I'm just angry for the man who said we stay at home and watch Telemundo.
Okay.
Sandra has been up for since 4-5 o'clock. I've not slept. I take off my children, prepare them for school. Since then, I came. I've been washing. I've been cooking. I went and picked them from school, and now I'm cooking evening food. After this, now I have to start with their assignment, three of them. And I have a baby that I didn't sleep last night. I didn't sleep last night because my baby was running temperature.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And since then, somebody will call on the other and say, we are there at home watching Telemundo. If that person don't know what to say, he should just shut up and keep quiet. Because we go through a lot. We go through a lot. Nobody wants to be, it's too much for us. So please, when they are talking, they should not just talk because they want to talk. They should think before talking. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for saying all of that in less than 1 minute. All right, Lagos, you heard from an actual stay-at-home, work-at-home spouse, because I don't want to say stay-at-home. They are working at home, and that's why I say work at home. And I think we should all start saying that so that it starts registering for all of us that these spouses are working at home. Up next, let's talk about poultry farming. I have an expert who will teach you how to do it. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Between 5 and 6, let's talk about poultry. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. The glass ceiling happens every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Next week, let's look at something else.